This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the Starting Lineup. Starting Lineup. Presented by University of Utah Health. Gotta love it! On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Tobias Harris to Embiid. Embiid is pushed by Bogdanović 9 seconds ago. Dribbles beyond the arc, fakes a three, shoots a three, it's up, and good! 5.9 to go, and Embiid is tied it at 118. Mitchell walking down the court, shake falls down. Utah trying to tie him up, and it will be a jump. Donovan Mitchell is called for a T. He did not even change ends. He was walking down the court and just totally yelling at the official the entire time. And he has now been thrown out of the game. Spidey, what's going on? It's 31 seconds to go. It's a 5-point game. He gets a double T whack and he's out of here. Are you kidding me? He just threw a cooler right at one of the event staff members. And then he patted him on the shoulder like, sorry about that, big guy.
I'm never... ever wanted to blame a ref, to blame an official. I could say we could have done more, but this is getting out of hand. You know, there have been games like this that we've won. There have been games like this that we've lost. But this whole refereeing stuff and the way we're nice, we don't complain, we don't get frustrated. You know, we fight through things. And the fact that we just continually get screwed in a way by this, you know, like we won this game, in my personal opinion. You know, but like I said, I'm gonna give them credit. They won, whatever, cool. But like, it's getting ridiculous, KK, that this is what's happening. I'm sick of it, to be honest with you. We all are. It eats me. It eats at me, man. And it's, y'all know what it is. We all know what it is, but it's really getting out of hand. It's really, really, really getting out of hand.
Donovan Mitchell's comments, the call there at the end of the game, a huge shot by Joel Embiid. I don't think you can overlook that. It was an incredible shot.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And he pushed that thing into overtime, and Philadelphia got aggressive. Ben Simmons was aggressive, and Philadelphia loved to push on the perimeter. They were pushing the Jazz buttons. They were getting very physical as far as it, getting up in the face of the Jazz players, the shooters, and it was an aggressive, physical-type matchup. Philly, watch the Clippers tape. Philly has watched the Nuggets tape. Anybody that gets aggressive on the perimeter, really pushes to the shooter on the outside and tries to get physical with Rudy, is having a chance in the game against the Utah Jazz. Now, the reason I felt like what Donovan did, what Rudy did, what Quinn did was necessary, the Jazz need to start to set the mark and standard for officiating, saying, we know what's up. Because, Scotty, if teams are allowed to just hack and play brutal against the Jazz because the Jazz are a small market team and Donovan is not Chris Paul, Donovan is not James Harden, Donovan is not LeBron James. And so teams can hack and beat up on these guys. If they can't set a standard and if they can't change the way these officials are allowing some of these superstar teams to play against them, they don't got a chance. So they've got to plead their own case and say, what is going on here? How come we're not getting the – how come this is happening the way it's happening? And the Jazz have to stop it. They got to do something because there was some really physical play on the outside that there were no whistles.
So here's the – you know, and look, I don't want to go back to a call. And again, I really try not to play the officiating card here. But if the Royce O'Neal call isn't made – I believe it was Donovan that got the pass. Donovan's got a dunk and that game's over. And you and I aren't talking about the physical nature of this game. We're talking about a huge Jazz W on the win against the Philadelphia 76ers. We're talking one or two calls away from the Jazz winning this game. And we're not talking about the Jazz struggling in the playoffs against really physical teams. We're talking about the Jazz going on the road and getting a hell of a W. That's how razor thin the margin of victory is for the Utah Jazz. Now there's a lot of things that we can break down as far as X's and O's go. I thought the difference in the game wasn't even necessarily Joel Embiid, although he was outstanding. It wasn't even Ben Simmons. It was the four straight possessions that Philadelphia got points on when they were hunting mismatches, and Tobias Harris was getting got points on four consecutive possessions in overtime against Bogey. Now that's a huge problem there. And that's something we can talk about because Joel's going to get his. Ben Simmons is going to get his. But Philadelphia, in clutch minutes, singled up Tobias Harris against Bojan Bogdanovic, and he got points on four straight possessions. That was the difference in the game in overtime right there. They hunted a mismatch, they found it, and they exploited the heck out of it, and the Jazz weren't able to adjust to it. Huge, huge difference in overtime. They got points on four straight possessions. I think the Jazz got points on one out of those straight four possessions, and then the game's over at that point. So, you know, those are little things that we can spend all day talking about, but at the end of the day, it should never have gotten to that point. And if the Jazz get the calls that they should be getting down the stretch, then we're not talking about Tobias Harris putting a hurt on the Jazz in overtime because the game's over and we're talking about a huge Jazz W.
You know how I am. I think you and I are similar with officials. I really don't like to bring up the official thing.
Absolutely hate it.
It's always obnoxious to me. But one thing that I've watched over the years in the NBA, and it's just what I referenced just a minute ago, there is a certain amount of necessity to pushing the officials and to pushing the talk of the officials. Popovich has done it for years.
Phil Jackson was the best at it.
Phil Jackson was a master at it. James Harden and Chris Paul, that's all they ever did was try to influence officials. They would set up officials before games, during games. They would set them up to kind of set their expectation of what is a foul, so that officials know how to call it for James Harden and know how to call it for Chris Paul. Right now, they don't know how to call it for the Utah Jazz. I don't know if they look at this Jazz team and they're like, well, they don't deserve it, or they don't need it, they don't need the help, or we don't really care about this Jazz team, so they're not going to get the benefit of doubt. I don't know exactly what it is, but there's a certain amount of gamesmanship that goes into helping officials identify how to call a game or call a game for a team or against a team. And it just feels like officials are letting teams be overly aggressive, and the Jazz aren't getting benefit of doubt. Now, the officials definitely sway games and definitely could have affected the outcome of the game last night. But there are three or four things that worry me more than that. And I know that things came to a head and Donovan kind of lost his mind.
Yeah.
And Joel Embiid thought that he could become an official and started throwing the tees at Donovan Mitchell and trying to persuade the officials to get involved and throw the second tee and get Donovan off the court. Donovan needed to keep his cool because the game wasn't completely over at that point. You know, there's 30 seconds. You've always got some time. You've always got a hope when Donovan's on the court. At least that's how I feel. And him leaving the court was brutal. Now, if that's a playoff game, if that's game seven, or if that's game five and a determiner where Philadelphia has made a pushback and it's a complete momentum grab, you can't have Donovan leave the court there.
I don't think Donovan does.
Right. It's a game before the All-Star break, and I think Donovan's probably thinking to himself, now is a better time than any for me to really display my displeasure with what's going on.
Because I don't think, and I think this is your point here, Remember, was it a year or 2 years ago when Dennis Lindsay went on Woj's podcast and put the officials on blast? And you could tell, I don't know if this is the case, but I think, you know, somebody from the Jazz may have reached out to Woj and says, hey, we got a message we want to get across. And Woj said, all right, let's roll. And Dennis went on and completely said, and look, he was diplomatic. Dennis doesn't, you know, he's all class and everything he does, but he wanted to get a message across and say, look, this isn't okay what's going on right now. And we're not being officiated the way that we deserve to be officiated. And I think this was Donovan Mitchell's same approach. Like, I think, you know, a lot of people are saying that Donovan lost his cool, and I think that's true, but I also think it was very calculated by Donovan. And I don't hate it either. Because, I mean, you're down five without the ball, 30 seconds left, the chance that you win in that game. He's thinking long term, and he's thinking, look, I got something to say. I think, and the fact is, and Kristen Kenny asked the question, but Kristen Kenny didn't ask about officiating. Donovan Mitchell went to officiating on that question, on the first question asked to him. So I think this was calculated. I think he was realizing, I got a max contract that's going to hit next year. I can afford the money, and let's go and let's let some things be said here. And I don't know if it's going to work or not. I don't know if it'll have some short-term help. Well, I don't know if it's going to work long-term, but it's worth a shot.
What it does, what I believe it does. So they're going to get fined. That money comes out of their pocket. What it does is it emphasizes the review and the recall. So when they go back and they look at three or four instances that were just brutally obvious, then it's just emphasized because there was money on it. You know, there's been big complaints. There was an F-bomb dropped. There was an ejection off the court. There were all of these things that happened. And it's all-star break, so it's probably, you know, some point of evaluation anyways. These officials, an opportunity for them to kind of reevaluate their positioning halfway through. And I'm hoping that it's just kind of an emphasized moment of, all right, so, yeah, Ben Simmons on the Donovan Mitchell shot on the three when Donovan was really losing his mind, Ben Simmons did not foul No. at the point of the shot, but definitely swiped the arm as Donovan came across. That is a call for James Harden 100 times out of 100. It's a call. As soon as they see the defender, James Harden wipes that ball down low, and that defender hits across his forearms, it's a foul every time. So I'm just hoping they go back with more intent, with more emphasis, and then when they come back, they're like, all right, well, let's keep our eyes open for this. Let's call it this way. There is a point to Rudy being so big and Rudy just keeping his mouth shut. Sometimes you get taken advantage of when you keep your mouth shut. Like, my advice to basketball players is, hey, just shut your mouth and go play the game. Shut your mouth. Don't talk to the officials. Don't cry about officials. But there's also another end of that of, if you don't cry, sometimes you don't get the calls.
The greasy wheel gets the grease all the time in the NBA.
So there is something to it. It's like, okay, I want a player to be tough. I do. I want you to be tough. Shut your mouth. Just go play hard physical basketball. But then it's really difficult when I'm watching the game and I'm seeing all these crybabies get called after call after call, and it's like, they're gaming the system.
Yeah, like you watch Doc Rivers on a sideline. Doc will not shut his mouth to the officials the entire game. He will whine and he will cry and he will plead his case nonstop. It's annoying. And I like Doc Rivers as a person. I think he's a hell of a coach. I like what he's done in the league. I like a lot of what he's done. But watching him on a sideline is insanely obnoxious. And guess what? It also works. Like, Phil Jackson would use his pregame interview to talk about, like, you know, he'd come into the Jazz. He's like, boy, you know what? I don't know if we can keep up with this team if they continue to do what they're doing and the officials aren't calling this. Like, we don't really have a chance here in this building if they keep doing this and this and this and they don't call it. And he would lay the groundwork for what was going to happen in the game, and then he'd end up getting the calls. He was the master of it. And I understand that there's a lot of people upset today. I'm upset today because I'm not even upset as a guy who covers the Jazz and our studios are here in the arena. I'm upset is that was such an awesome game last night. It was an incredible game between two very different styles of basketball, and it was the officials who needed to insert themselves in it and say, oh, hey, look at us. And it bothered me, it upset me as a basketball fan that the officials took over that game last night. It was stupid. It didn't need to happen. There were so many bad calls, and that game was completely influenced by poor officiating last night.
I will say that there were stretches where they swallowed the whistle on both sides.
Oh, I know. And I'm not saying, look,
yeah.
I'm saying, and I told you at the beginning of the segment, both sides. Like, Donovan getting fouled on that three-point shot, that probably wasn't a foul.
Yeah.
But the offensive foul on Donovan down low against Ben Simmons certainly was a horrendous call.
They were definitely Ben Simmons felt like he had carte blanche in that. He felt like he could do whatever he wanted to do. And I do think that lent to the eventual outcome. But, man, I'm just – it's so against my grain to even – put officials out there that
but you and I are the same way on this. Yeah. But when it does happen, I think that means that we don't complain about officials very often at all. Like, we just don't do it because we both think that's a lazy excuse to make.
Yeah, I don't.
So
like
when it.
It
happens, I think that means that it's an important thing to talk about because we don't do it. And so when there's a problem, you know it's a problem when we address it.
Yeah, because it's typically, I feel like bad calls play themselves out, level themselves out. Eventually, they level themselves out. But when you're seeing something so deeply egregious, I do think that a player needs to recognize that they need to call it out. And this is one of those moments. And by the way, the same that you would said about us, I would say about Donovan Mitchell.
Well, Donovan said that, the same in the postgame. Like, we're nice, we don't complain, we don't yell. And I think in his mind, he's going back to what you're thinking. Like, he's probably thinking to himself, like, I guess I need to be a complainer now. Because the complainers get the calls.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to take the high road. I'm trying to be respectful. I'm trying to be nice. And you can kind of hear the wheels in his head spinning a little bit, like, well, maybe I need to be a complainer because what I'm doing right now isn't working. So maybe I need to be like Doc Rivers or like Embiid, who just complain and moan about every single solitary call out there because it's working for them and this isn't working for me.
Well, the ejection, the comments, I think, you know, the things that kind of followed that game, the fines that I'm sure are coming, should place emphasis on it. And maybe these officials will recognize that the team in the league with the best record is doing it in spite of how the officials are handling themselves on the court with this team. Maybe it enrages them. And maybe they swallow their whistles more now against
that
the Jets.
I don't know.
I wish I knew the inner workings of some of these officials. I wish I knew what made them tick. I knew some officials on the field in my 4 years at the collegiate game. I definitely knew the AFL officials. And I knew what I could get away with certain officials. I knew how to talk to some officials. I knew the ones that didn't like to be patted on the back, and I knew the ones that liked to be patted on the back. And you never know what makes certain ones tick. But you wrong the wrong ones, I promise you, you're going to feel a repercussion of it.
Yeah, yep. Especially if you call them out by name.
Yeah, you wrong the wrong ones, you'll feel it.
Yeah.
You'll go to them 3 times in a game and you will say, his hands are in my face. If you watch, just watch down the line, you're going to see it. His hands are up in my face mask. You're telling them 3 times. And then the 4th time it happens and his hand is up there and you're like, screw it. This dude's not going to call it.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do? I'm going to put my hands in your face, and I'm going to have to fix the situation by myself, which eventually leads to a 15-yard flag, because I fix it more brutally, and I'm going to change how this is happening right now.
How many times though? Okay, so let me ask you this: you take matters into your own hands, you fix it, it gets you a 15-yard penalty. Do you get calls after that? Or do they target you a little bit more?
Typically it would fix after that.
The officials would be like, okay, he made his statement.
Yeah.
Let's lay off. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe that works for Donovan.
Yeah, because you know, you finally do something out of anger because it's happening so much and the officials aren't doing anything and you keep asking them to do it. And then you get a 15-yarder. It starts to get a little bit chippy, and you turn to them and you say, this wouldn't have happened. This is a 15-yarder because you won't call it both ways. Call it both ways. And sometimes that'll shake them loose. But if you get overly aggressive with them.
Yeah, there's a line.
And they just turn a blind eye to it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But here's what's crazy. I've had relationships with officials on a field where I'll go to them and I'll say it one time. Hey, he's holding. Watch him. He's every time I'm swiping to the right on my club rip, watch him. He's grabbing cloth. And then the next time I do it, there's the 15-yarder. Or there's the holding.
Yeah.
You know, so they call the holding on the other guy. So sometimes you've got these great relationships. Sometimes officials are vigilant. Sometimes they don't care. So I can't call and read how this Donovan Mitchell reaction is going to affect them.
Well, I'm done. I said my piece. I just wanted one segment to complain. I've almost swore like 3 times in this segment.
Well,
and that's it.
It's never fun to. It's never
that any different from any other.
Hey,
it's never fun to come out of a game like that and have to talk about that.
I hate it so much.
I'll be honest. I'll be honest. Like it wasn't. I wasn't gonna do it. But then I was like, it's everything. Like it's all anybody is focusing on.
Yeah, it's the storyline coming out of this game.
Donovan had his arm clamped by Ben Simmons, and he got
called for an offensive foul.
Yes. Yeah, there were some.
That's bad.
There were some pretty ugly moments in that game. There's a part of me that just wants to come on air and say, "Hey, guess what? You're the new kid in town. You're the new kid that shows up at school.
It shouldn't be acceptable though. That's bullcrap.
No, I get it.
I know, but I think the reason Donovan's upset is because if this is the way it's done in the NBA, then it needs to change. Just because that's the way it's been done for 20 years or 40 years, that you have to earn the calls, that's bullcrap. Call a game. Call the right game. None of this star preferential treatment. Call the bleeping game.
Okay, I mean, you're the small market in town.
And that's fine. I hear what you're saying, but what I'm saying is if that's the way it's been done, sometimes you just got to take it into your own hands. And you just got to go be physical. Look, if it takes another ejection, if it takes another really hard foul, if it takes another fine, if it takes you being a complete jerk on the court, well, that's what it takes. At some point, it's going to break through. At some point, it will be recognized.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was enough.
Probably not.
But what you know as a Utah Jazz fan and what you know if you're Donovan Mitchell or Rudy Gobert is – we're kind of the new contenders on the block. So we're going to continue to push.
Yeah.
We're going to fight through this. And at some point, we'll break through it. At some point. But we're not going to stop until it breaks through.
And to your point, too, is Karl Malone at the height of the Jazz when they're going to the finals. And I don't know this per se. I remember hearing it back in the day. So if somebody, some analytic nerd might yell at me on this. But I believe Karl Malone was either number one or in the top two or three of free throw attempts of anybody in the NBA. Karl Malone got calls because the Jazz got good, and it didn't matter that they were small market. They were good, and he was really physical, and he became a star, and he got the calls and got to the free throw lines a lot. And so you're right. If Donovan and Rudy continue on this trajectory, they're going to get theirs, and it eventually is going to crack in their favor, and they're going to get calls. But it doesn't mean that they have to like the process of earning those calls early on. Because they're like, let's just call a game the right way. Let's just get it done.